to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Good morning, Columbia CSL, my beloved community, a community in which I learn and grow. Good morning. As I begin my talk today, I'm a reflective person, so I want to talk about my reflection and what I've been thinking about community. We belong to each other. It's more than a human need, critical to our health and happiness. Belonging is a spiritual practice of loving ourselves so deeply and authentically that there is no doubt in our own divinity and the divinity of all. This is the soul of community, where we can live each day in wonder. And this is a big ask. We have to do spiritual work to get there, to know our own divinity. So as we begin talking about community, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about this time we find ourselves living in. You know, there's a lot going on. I'm a public school teacher by profession, a special educator. In my work, especially right now, there's a lot of talk about loss. Learning loss in particular, but also loss of social skills, loss of time, loss of staff, loss of resources. There's a lot of talk about how to teach history and what restrooms people can use and what books people can read. And there's an awareness that almost every day is a headline that no one can wrap their head around. I don't often talk about my work. And I think that this is analogous to a lot of people's lives. But in my work, while there's so much wonderfulness in spending time with kids, and I absolutely adore spending time with kids, I also spend a lot of time feeling sad and angry and frustrated and scared there. Working in public education is the most frequent condition through which I experience the world. But we all live in this world that is often confusing at best and downright scary in its most extreme. People are being arrested for protesting. There's dangerous drinking water, inflation, a recession, who knows? But you know, the groceries cost more. People who are unhoused, and more of those every day. Hospitals are full, gender violence, racism, climate change, that's going on. While all this is impacting us all, I think a lot of people spend time feeling sad and angry and frustrated and scared. But it is in this world, at this time, where our spiritual understanding grows and practice happens. As Ernest Holmes says, there is a power for good in the universe greater than you are, and you can use it. That is a powerful statement, and so, so true. We come here to this community to figure it out together, what that even means. We come here to this spiritual community to be reminded of this truth and to be inspired by each other again and again and again. And again, to quote Ernest Holmes in his We Believe statement, we believe, I'm taking a part of it, we believe in God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause. This one manifests itself in and through all creation, but it is not absorbed by its creation. The manifest universe is the body of God. It is a logical and necessary outcome of the infinite self-knowingness of God. So in order to develop spiritually, there are two necessary components, community and practice. I love how Ernest Holmes speaks of the truth of the universal power, and that can be interpreted as a very individualistic use of spiritual law. And you know, that's true, and we prove it. I know I've manifested incredible things in my life using power correctly, or as Holmes says, scientifically. But I'm struck by this small word in the second quote I stated, the word we. We, this community of believers. We, this community of people committed to learning and living a life guided by spiritual principles. We, this spiritual community. Here at Columbia CSL, in case you didn't know, we're seeking a new minister. This fact and all that has led up to it has been the spark and the seed for us to deeply explore our ideas of community. What a blessing. We are having to consciously explore, what does community mean? What's in it for me? What's in it for you? These are very important questions, but they're also quite place and organizational based. I go to Columbia CSL. I am a member of Columbia CSL. These type of identity statements give our brain something to organize around, and that's a beautiful and wonderful thing. And there's a broader definition and concept of community that I want to begin to explore. I think examining and clarifying definitions of words is really important. I do that all the time with the people in my life closest to me with whom I struggle with these spiritual growth opportunities. So it's really, really important to define words all the time, but especially when we're talking about common words that may mean different things to different people. There's a community, a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic or something in common, and that's from the dictionary. I live in Columbia, so Columbia is my community. I teach at Jefferson Hill Elementary School, so that's my community. We all have communities such as these based on where we live, work, and play, etc. We have felt communities, and wow, these were really important over the last several years, weren't they? We found people based on shared interests, and many of us found that community doesn't really depend on location. So many of us have found communities online during the pandemic, and we know these communities were strong with meaningful and powerful connections. Oh my gosh, can we just take a moment and really honor these communities of heart? I've been thinking a lot about that lately, the way that we are, our communities and our love and our presence have shifted over the last couple of years, and just how important a greater community and how important and blessed technology has been in creating those communities for ourselves. And it was these communities, and Columbia CSL is absolutely one of them, that we knew or maybe discovered that even physically isolated, we were not alone. The last few years brought consciousness that the very human need for connection, a need for community, and that is transcendent. We do live and we're enculturated in this Western culture that has instilled the value of individualism, but these last several years uncovered a real, real need of ours all to belong. And that brought it really consciously. So there is a spirituality to community that we are both seeking to be and seeking to belong. We know in our faith tradition that we are all one. We are in unity with all of life. And that's exactly what community means. Com means with unity. We are always in community. We are always bigger than our personal experiences of ourselves as individuals. There are spiritual laws to remember, to uncover, to live by, so that we can know that God dwells in us and as us. God is us. We all have an inner urge to live our lives fully as spiritual beings. In Matthew 18:20, it says, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there." There's infinite power in our personal prayers for sure. Be still and know I am God is an absolute statement of truth, but a coming together of each individual understanding of the I am brings a synergy of creative energy that is a spiritual practice, the spiritual practice of community. So I've been reading Jim Lockhart's book. He's a leader, a thought leader in CSL, and he wrote a book called Creating the Beloved Community. And I really loved this and thought of this thought quote of his. As I see it, there are two main reasons to be in spiritual community. One is to develop a culture of love and support for people living in their daily lives based on spiritual understanding. And the other is to introduce them to the mystical path. So let's unpack that for a minute. In spiritual community, we create a community of people and a place that love and care and support each other. But we also learn the mystical spiritual truths and how to live a mystical and be on our path to our own mystical divinity. So let's go back to the different types of community for a moment. Often I think of community as rather static. This place, these people, and that's true. This place and these people, we're building a culture of love and support for each other. We have a very human desire to expand our community and might invite more people in. We even heard that in our video before at the beginning of service, that that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to grow our community, invite more people in, be more involved in our greater community. A spiritual community of this sort is very important. According to Ernest Holmes, the science of mind is the study of life and the nature of laws of thought. The conception that we live in a spiritual universe, that God is in, through, around, and for us all. So here is where we study and we learn together. But community and spiritual community isn't dependent on any place or people. It is us. The mystical path that we are traveling is the path of deeply knowing ourselves as the great I am and living a life as an expression of that. There's a confidence that comes with a conscious understanding of our own divinity. Our worth is absolutely unquestioned. As Jesse said, I am worthy. I am love. From this sense of worthiness, we can explore our own thoughts and beliefs. So with that sense of just knowing my divine worthiness, I can begin to allow all the thoughts in my head and hold space for them. I can explore greatly all the thoughts that I'm having. This is the place we hold space for our sacred selves and for the sacred selves of all. The place where we can be honest and vulnerable and show up as ourselves with all our thoughts, even the ones we fear. So going back to my own experience as a teacher, when I walk into my school building, I do my spiritual practice and hold space for all of the feelings I'm feeling. And I can hold space for my students and colleagues too. The space where we can be with others as they are honest and vulnerable, showing up as their own selves, including the ways that we don't like or understand necessarily. This is the transformational space. This is spiritual practice, and this is spiritual community. Wherever we go, whoever we're with, there is the potential for the experience of community like this. There is a reciprocal aspect to spiritual community. The individual understanding of divinity allows for a communion, a with union with all of life, where there is no doubt in our divinity and the divinity of all. This is when, in creative synchronicity that community is, where true belonging exists. This is also where we grow our vision of a beautiful world that works for all, because we are all the all. I have spent so many hours in classes, in conversation, in prayer circles, in practitioner sessions with beloved community, creating this conversation that goes on with each other, and as in community, seeing and creating visions of greater and greater things for our world, greater and greater peace, greater and greater love. I learned so much about myself from my community, from conversation, from being with the people in community. And then I can take that into myself, into this growth, into this understanding that we are all God, and we are all related. And no matter what happens to any of us, all of us are impacted by that. This is the place where great vision can happen in synergy. This is also the understanding, knowing that if any of us are hurting somewhere, all of us are hurting. And so we want to hold all with love and all with peace and all in that space of Godness. In this divine community, let's take a moment and envision a world of peace, a community of love, knowing ourselves and each other as the community that is God. In this community, even though we are meeting in technological land, maybe in different spaces and time, we can all breathe together in unity. Let's breathe in and release, knowing the divinity that is, because God is all that there is. This moment right now in the eternal right now is God. And there's nothing else but God. God is the place of all creation, of all thought, of all feeling, of all experience. And we, as the individualized expressions of God, having our lives as ourselves, having God's life as ourselves, interact with each other in all sorts of ways, in thought, in presence, in this space, in any kind of way that we interact with each other. And that is community, wherever two or more are gathered in my name. And it's always in the I am name. I am there. God is wherever we are. And so with this great, great knowledge and confidence that God is all that there is, all that we are with solid understanding and knowledge of our own divinity and our own worth. Oh my gosh, and with that, we come into all community, into community with all of life, being able to be expressions of God, being able to interact with each other and create a synergistic vision of a world that works for all. Because that is the truth. And we keep uncovering that truth. And we keep having more and more confidence with that stake in the ground of yes, God is here. And yes, through you, through me, through us, we can see it. And we can plant those seeds and we can move our feet with each other in that divine dance of God. Knowing that we are all one, knowing that all is love, knowing that God is all there is, that we are a community, that the community resides in our heart because our heart is the heart of all. It is in silence that we can feel this. This mystical path of silence where we can integrate this understanding into our bodies and into our lives. These bodies are where we can feel that love, can feel that community, can feel that divinity, can feel that worthiness. We've manifested these bodies to be with each other, to explore and create community and conditions and experiences. Let's do that. So I release this word into the law that this is divine synchronicity, and the God that is here, and says yes to it all. I love that we have been talking and ending a lot of our prayers with namaste. The God in me notices, acknowledges, and is just in awe of the God that I experience in you. Let's release this with that knowledge, and so it is. Amen. Let's seal the truth. Ashe, aho.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.